The refectory smelled like fish and old bread. Clementine nudged me in the ribs with her elbow and nodded at the food line.
"Hey, Abby," she whispered. "They got a new serving lady. Check it out."
"Really?" I asked, dropping my jaw in disbelief. I glanced up and across the room, spying a woman I'd never seen before. She dropped a scoop of brown sludge onto an 8-year-old's plate.
"I heard it's because the old one was stealing the donations and hiding it in her room," Clem said, with her mouth full of food.
I glanced at a few of the nuns, who had lined up together near the far end of the dining hall.
"Wow,"
I muttered, and then secretly wondered if the food would somehow taste differently today. My eyes flicked upward again. Sister Mabel had just entered, holding a pad. It was one of the only tech pieces allowed here. The sisters liked to say that hollows and pads were bad for the soul, but Sister Mabel used them when she couldn't find a physical copy of a certain book. It wasn't too popular with the rest of the nuns, but I didn't think she cared. Another thing she used the pad for was the adoption records. That was why everyone's eyes were on her at the moment.
"Good evening, children," Mabel said, once she reached the head of the room.
"Good evening, Sister Mabel," came the mixed response. The younger kids, sitting closer, responded enthusiastically. The older kids only mumbled. After all, we'd been through this routine 100 or more times, and our expectations were close to zero. Mabel cleared her throat before speaking.
"One of our top donors messaged me to say that they're coming to visit us tomorrow, so I want everyone on their best behavior when they arrive. They'll be here in the morning to sit in on your classes. Let's do our best to show how thankful we are for their generosity."
She smiled broadly, looking over the whole group at once. I still wasn't sure how she did that. Mabel smiled, and it seemed to set the room at ease. She was older, but not gray yet. I tried to ask her about her life, but she always changed the subject. I liked Mabel quite a bit, though, as did everyone else in this place. It was hard not to. She began to leave, and I jumped from my seat, moving quickly to intercept. There was still food on my plate, and I knew full well that someone else would gobble it up by the time I got back.
"Sister Mabel?"
I called, catching her attention. Her covered head whipped around to see me, and she offered me that smile again. It made me feel warm and annoyed at the same time, like nothing I could do or say would affect her at all.
"Yes, Abigail?"
She made a point of greeting every child by name, unlike the rest of the adults. They only remembered a few of us, like how Sister McAvoy always used Clementine's name but only called me Child. I flushed and looked at my feet.
"These donors coming tomorrow, do you think they'll, want to adopt?"
Mabel tilted her head, pausing for a second before coming closer to lay her hand on my shoulder.
"To tell you the truth, they didn't say, but it's always a possibility. They already have a child of their own, but they may have it in their hearts to bring another member into their family. Let's be optimistic, shall we? One never knows what the future will bring."
If they were looking to adopt, it made sense that they would want a younger child. There was a reason why kids older than 10 were almost never adopted. I smiled, but felt a sinking feeling in my chest. Mabel seemed to read my mind, and her hand squeezed my shoulder gently.
"Chin up, Abigail. Keep your head held high. There is a family out there for all of you. We simply need to find it."
I scowled. There was a family for me. They just didn't want me in it. The squeeze tightened. I looked up at Mabel, and she glanced down at me with firm yet kind eyes.
"Then they weren't the family for you. Stay true to yourself, my dear. The gods always bless those with kindness and honesty in their hearts."
I'd heard things like that 100 times before. Coming from Mabel, though, I somehow wanted to believe them. I put on a brave smile, fighting back the tears that had begun to form. In a way, I did have a family, even if it was only the other kids in this orphanage. Growing up here was all I remembered. I had been given away too young to know my parents. I had vague memories of a brown-haired woman, an uneven smile, and the smell of cinnamon, but I didn't know if those were real. It was probably just a dream. I walked back toward the table and got about halfway there when the bell rang, telling us it was time to head back to the dorms. All the children got in line. As I joined them, I felt Clementine's hand slip into mine, giving me a lukewarm piece of bread.
"Saved you a roll,"
she whispered as we started moving toward the exits.
What was all that about, anyway?
"Just needed to talk with Sister Mabel about something," I said, feeling my belly rumble with sudden hunger. I fought the urge to gobble down the bread, choosing to save it for when we were back in our dorm.
"It must have been important,"
Clementine said, careful to keep her voice down.
"It was,"
I whispered back, giving my friend the same warm smile I'd seen on Sister Mabel. And suddenly, I felt okay.